From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting there has been an attempted military coup in Turkey. The Turkish military said Friday it had assumed power over the country, but the prime minister termed it an illegal act. The army put out an email statement read on Turkish television saying it had fully seized control of the government to protect democracy and maintain human rights. However, Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told a private NTV television interviewer that it would be wrong to call it a coup, calling it an illegal attempt on part of the military who are outside the chain of command to seize power. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in an interview with a local TV station Friday, urged the Turkish people to go to the streets, the airports, and elsewhere to fight the group, whom he claimed to be associated with a U.S.-based Islamic cleric. Turkey is a key U.S. ally in the fight against international terrorism, particularly against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. VOA's Jamie Detmer says a government overthrow could have serious consequences.
President Erdogan has a lot of support from half of the country. It's not necessarily going to be that easy for the military, even if they're successful in the next 24 hours in Istanbul and Ankara, to make sure that their authority runs across the country. There's another element, of course, one has to take into account, is whether Kurdish separatists and the PKK will take advantage of this in their bombing campaigns in the southeast of Turkey. So it has tremendous repercussions about how the U.S. military-led coalition can continue to operate out of Turkey and in Turkish airspace.
For more on this story, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.